Why would you have sex with a stranger or with anyone other than your wife? Reserve this pleasure for you and her alone and not with another. Your sex life will be blessed, and you will take joy and pleasure in the wife of your youth. Let her breasts be your satisfaction, and let her embrace intoxicate you at all times. Be continually delighted and ravished with her love. My son, why would you be exhilarated by an adulteress, by embracing a woman who is not yours? For God sees everything you do, and his eyes are wide open, and he observes every single habit you have. Be aware that your sins don't overtake you, and the scars of your own conscience become the ropes that tie you up. Those who choose wickedness die for lack of self-control, for their foolish ways lead them astray, carrying them away as hostages, kidnapped captives, robbed of destiny.
Robbed of destiny. I'm going to have to wind this up like this, and I'm going to take just a few minutes, because there's so much there that we have been deceived. Many of our people have been deceived in. And it would be something If it were just the world itself that was against us, but when it get in the church, and the church condone, and the church want to crucify the one that will speak up and tell the truth, huh? That means people have submitted to sin, and they don't even know what they're doing. What do you mean? They have allowed sin to sear their conscience to the point they don't pay it no mind. They just sin at will. And what they don't know, it's going to cost. The cost is too great, and many have died way before their time because they didn't listen. Fathers ought to tell their sons and teach them about the facts of life. I grew up, I'm going to have to do this next week, but let me try to close this. Because I said I was going to be on time. I grew up in a home we were provided for. But as far as talking to us about life now, we knew, we was told right and wrong. But what that scripture she just read, I didn't have a clue that it was in the Bible. And I don't know if they did. I don't even know if my parents knew. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not down, but I'm just telling you, I don't know. This is why we can't continue on stuff that our parents, our grandparents, and some of them that didn't know, and we emphasize those things that they didn't know and didn't know what to do. It was wrong. We got to find out what God is saying. We can't go on that anymore. So I grew up, and this is what I thought. And just think about how many other young men. Man, if you can get it, you can stick it in and put it in. I might as well tell it like we thought and like it is. And we know I'm telling the truth. I don't care who, if she'll spread, you accommodate her. I don't care who it is. Because nobody told us that these things were sacred. And it's only to be done in a marriage.
Now they parade it. Come on. Now they parade it in my grandchildren generation, my children, grandchildren. They parade it like it's a fantastic thing to do. They do swap partner. They do three partner. They do all kind of stuff. Come on now. But nobody's supposed to say nothing about it. This is why we are ate up with disease. This is why so many disasters are taking place in our bodies. We're trying to be hot. But we don't know. We don't know. I've lived long enough to know. It's going to cost you, my brother. It's going to cost you, my sister. It's going to cost you something that you can't pay. And you're laying on the table and the doctor trying to fix it. But you're gasping for breath and disease have eaten you up because you did not listen. But they told you, you were hot, baby. I like the way you switch. But what you going to do when them pain hits you? The disease eating you up. What are you going to do then? How are you going to switch then? Because somebody wouldn't tell you the truth. Because they didn't want to hurt your feeling. Well, tell me how you feel now. Go to some of them laying on the bed and they ate up with disease. Ask them, how you feel now? Do you feel it? Are you hot? See, you can live a life. You can live your life out on this earth in health and strength and joy and peace. And I said it last Sunday, and I'll say it again. In the area of sex, if you do it God's way, you have what sex you want. But you just can't have it outside of marriage and be accepted with God. Every time you do, you're sinning. And every time you do, you're costing yourself. You're setting yourself up for something you don't want. I don't care whether you're a boy or a girl. Because a girl can't, I start said they can't do it by themselves. Well, they done got together with the girl, and the boys done got together with the boys, and so forth. So they're doing everything now.